Yes, welcome along to the Score programme here in Highland Radio. Kenny Harkin and Joe Dex here in studio. This evening, there's a look ahead to the eagerly awaited Ulster Derby and the All-Ireland qualifiers as Tyrone face off with Armagh. Former Tyrone star John Lynch gives us his view on the game. While we're also looking ahead to the All-Ireland Comeratas Pile in the Gaeltachta finals in Connemara this weekend, where four Donegal teams will be in action. Comeratas Pile in the Gaeltachta, Donegal Secretary Charlie O'Donnell talks to Tom Comack about the weekend's action. And we'll also hear from Niall Callaghan on Bonagee's Cup success this season. They won three trophies this season. And on the future prospects in the Ulster Senior League. First of all, we'll start with some news in the League of Ireland. John Russell says he's determined to improve Sligo Rovers, having been appointed manager until the end of 2023. The 37-year-old replaces Liam Buckley, who parted company with the Bit of Red 11 days ago. Russell's first game in charge will be at home to Finn Harps on June the 18th. And Kerry could finally have a team in the League of Ireland from next season. Kerry Football Club have applied to enter the FAI's licensing process with a view to joining the First Division. They're backed by former Cork City star Billy Dennehy and American-based directors Stephen Conway and Brian Ainscrow. And Northern Ireland, they get their Nations League campaign underway this evening. They're looking for their first win. Ian Barraclough's side welcome Greece to Windsor Park. That game starts at 7:45. Well, we'll start with local news first. This week, Bonagee United wrapped up a hat-trick of cups. They defeated Monaghan United to take the Donegal News League Cup. They also won the North West of Ulster Intermediate Cup and the Knock Alla Cup. It's been the most successful period in the club's history. Oisin Kelly has been speaking with Bonagee United chairman and Ulster Senior League secretary Niall Callaghan about the success and what's up next for the Ulster Senior League.
So Niall, it's good to talk to you. It's been a good week for Bonagee United, sealing the hat-trick of cup competitions where the club, of course, added on Tuesday night the Donegal News League Cup to the North West of Ulster Intermediate Cup and the Knock Alla Caravans Cup. And as Jason Gibson said afterwards, it hasn't been a bad return for the season, has it, for Bonagee United?
No, it hasn't at all, Oisin. If that was offered to Bonagee as a club at the start of the season, you would have took everything. Obviously disappointed to fall behind in the league and not come out tops on it. But definitely, one of the three competitions, which are three difficult competitions, the one of the three cups has been a massive boost for Jason and his team, and it's been fantastic for the club.
Yeah, and is that sort of proof that the club has developed over the last couple of seasons? Because of the five cup competitions on offer over the last two campaigns, now you won four of them.
Yeah, it's not, fairness is not a bad return, Jason. We're all delighted with the job that Jason's doing out there. He's a good man manager from my own. I'm looking in on it, and I think it is good. We see a progression in our intermediate team, and hopefully that continues. And as I say, the next one we want to get is the Ulster Senior League, and Jason will be in situ next year as well. And I think he probably would give away those three cups that he won in the last number of weeks just to win that Ulster Senior League.
Yeah, but you're not that far away from it now, are you?
We're not that far away. We're close enough to Cork Hull. We just, a couple of matches let us down in the season gone by there, and ultimately cost us the league. And it was just, it was just a pity. It was a pity because we were going so well.
Yeah, and I suppose two additions to the league, Niall, and I'm talking to you now in your capacity as secretary of the Ulster Senior League. Two additions proving their worth in recent times as well. The North West of Ulster Intermediate Cup was an addition and proved successful. And the addition of Monaghan, who played in that final earlier this week, has also proved to be a good addition as well to the league now.
Yeah, well, listen, with regards to the North West of Ulster Cup League, it obviously had started pre-COVID and had to be cut short, and we got a full season out of it this year. But it was brilliant. It was brilliant. The lads and the north that we were working with, great committee in there as well. And nothing was an issue, and it all sort of ended in a decent final up in New Buildings between Bonagee and Maiden City.
Yeah, what's the future for that cup competition now?
Well, listen, we're in discussions with our counterparts across the border already for next season. We're looking to extend it where you play more games against opposition from the other jurisdiction. But, you know, again, we'll meet them again inside the next couple of weeks and sort of thrash out where we're going with it. But it definitely will be in a different format from next year on.
Yeah, but is it more important that the Ulster Senior League continue to make this competition a success?
It definitely is. Listen, you know, it's important that our clubs aren't playing, don't see any the same clubs every other week. You know, like we could end up playing, say, for example, Letterkenny Rovers, Cork Hull four times in one season. We don't really want to be doing that. We want to be playing different teams. So that's the reason behind the rejigging of this competition, that we're not looking at the same teams week in, week out.
Yeah. What has been the reaction to Monaghan's addition and the Ulster Senior League? Obviously, the teams here have been delighted that there was another new outfit coming in. But what's the feeling been like down at Gortay Keegan about the season past and their involvement in the league now?
You know, we've had discussions with them throughout the season, and you know, informally and formally. But like, they're delighted to be in the Ulster Senior League. Obviously there's no intermediate football in that area. They're very professional off the field. What they do, obviously they're a former League of Ireland club, and they have fantastic facilities up there. And they're already talking about what they're going to do for next season, the way they're going to, you know, regarding players, regarding, you know, even down to the day that they play their games. So they're talking away about that already. And even when you go to visit Gorda Keegan, you know, the hospitality from the people up there, and they're happy to see a good standard of football up there. And now I think they've been a fantastic addition now, and long may it continue.
Yeah. Has the travel and the distance been an issue for maybe any of the sides this year going to Monaghan, or likewise Monaghan coming back up the road?
I don't think so. Not that we've been told anyway. You know, it's an hour and three quarters up the road, but I think the teams that we have in the league at the minute are happy to do it, because they like to see, you know, they like to see our league continue and intermediate football continue in this province.
Yeah. Has the league then progressed more in the last couple of seasons with these two additions of Monaghan and the Cup than what it had done previously, Niall, in your view?
It probably has. Obviously it's nowhere near what we want. But it certainly is a help. And it's you know, to have a team like Monaghan and the league, it certainly puts it up there on a pedestal that people are looking out, well, that must be a decent standard when like a former League of Ireland club is playing in it.
Yeah. Do you need more clubs now?
Oh, we do. We definitely need more clubs. Hopefully someone will come on board. It's very difficult. You know, clubs won't make the step up for different reasons, and we're not getting much help from the FAI in regards to that either. So we seem to be sort of paddling our own canoe with regards to getting other teams on. But listen, we'll keep trying. We'll keep trying, and keep doing what's right for the Ulster Senior League, because we want to make sure that we sustain it and keep it going.
Well, if you're going to sustain that long-term future off the league, is the current crop of teams there good enough to do that, or is it imperative that you get more additions now?
It's imperative we get more additions now. I know it's widely spoke about that it has to come from the FAI, and the FAI have to make decisions regarding football and sort of this area and obviously other areas that'll for the betterment of football. But at the minute, they're not doing that. We've tried, we've asked, and they're the only ones that can make that decision, because at the end of the day, we're only a league and we can't make decisions for other leagues.
Yeah, well, that's what Anthony Gorman suggested a couple of weeks ago, that there's a guy in Dublin at the top has to make a decision about the future of Donegal and what the plan is going to be. So obviously that's something, Yerba Bonagy, he's obviously associated with Letterkenny Rovers, that the Ulster Senior League teams want. What about the other leagues in the county now? Would it be hard to get them on board with us? I know you've tried in the past, and there has been stumbling blocks. But we're sort of getting to a stage now where this has been kicked down the road and knocked down the road and rolled over. But if Donegal football, which some people may say is disjointed at the moment, if it's going to get into a format for the betterment of football in the county, that this has to happen.
Well, you would like to think that other leagues would come on board with it if there was a decision from the FAA. And I know the other leagues are great, they're good leagues, they're well run, they're good leagues, but I think the football people in those leagues need to sit back and have a look at it and think, right, listen, for the future of soccer and Donegal, we have to consider as well, we've got us two senior teams within, you know, Van Harris and Derry City, like that all sort of, they all have to be looked at as well, and we have to make sure that there's a proper pyramid there from junior, intermediate, and right down to senior. And as I say, that's the only people that can do that are the people in the FAA.
Yeah. Why do you think the FAA have not moved on it then?
I don't know. I just don't know. I think it's a case where they don't really want to rock the boat with any of the leagues.
Yeah.
That's my own personal opinion on it.
Yeah, but is it, it's a case of this maybe has to be sorted out very, very soon in the next number of years, is it?
Yeah, well, listen, there's talk there of a third tier of League of Ireland coming in, but, you know, that's all fine and dandy doing that, but, you know, we still have to sustain intermediate. Like, they have to do that. They have to... I know, unfortunately, when the Ulster Senior League was set up those many, many years ago, this wasn't organised at the time, and they broke away and they created their own super league, as you would call it, and they didn't foresee that there'd be issues down the line.
Yeah, we're talking about here now. This is in your view, and I'm not talking on behalf of the Donegal League or the Inishowen League. They their own views on it, but that maybe the structures aren't correctly in place locally in Donegal, but. That's sort of a similar case as well from a Donegal point of view at national level, that it's going the wrong direction. And some have said as well now that at underage level that having national teams as young as, 13, 15 is wrong for the development of football at county level.
Yeah, well, with regards to that, my own personal opinion, I think that 13-year-old is, you know, they should be left with their club. That's fine, like probably at 15 or under 17, but as young as 13, like I know they're taking some senior clubs are out of academies, and they're taking lads as young as 10 up to them. That's not good. That's not good for the local club that's developing them. And I just think that just needs to be all looked at. And we've us as a league, Ulster Senior League, we've voiced this for the last 7 or 8 years, but we just seem to be battering our head off a brick wall.
Yeah. Okay, listen, we'll move away with it because we could talk about things on that. I'm sure we will be talking about it again. But back to the club, you're chairman, of course, of Bunagee. You had that triple success, that hat-trick success in the cup at intermediate level. The rest of the teams are going well, Niall. The ladies are into the intermediate semi-final. Yous were just pipped to the Premier Division title in the Donegal League, and the youths are on course. They did a point, I think it is, from the last 3 or 4 games to win the Donegal Youth League. So outside of Jason Gibson's team, there's a lot of other stuff happening, and the club seems to be moving well.
Oh, listen, Bunagee at the minute it's a fantastic club to be involved in. As you say, the girls made the journey to Dublin on Sunday, come away with a good victory. They're now into the last 4 of the Intermediate Cup. Damien McLafferty's team has won the Ryan McCormick Cup. They're obviously, unfortunately, pipped to the league in the playoffs last Saturday with Cal McCrennan. And the youths are going really, really well. They're top of the division. As you say, they just need a point from their remaining, I think, 3 or 4 games. They won that league. So and obviously, listen, our underage is going brilliantly as well. Like, you know, we've some fantastic people out there, and we have a lot of people. And it takes a lot of work to, you know, get all this stuff done. But you know, from top to bottom, we're going to get them on. It's just, listen, it's a great club to be involved in, and I think people there for years, and it's great reward for them to see trophies coming in through the gate. That's absolutely brilliant.
Sure. for Liz. Okay, listen, Al, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us tonight in The Score.
No problem. Thank you, Oisin.
Niall Callan there, the Bonagie United chairman, speaking about their Ulster senior league team, who had a fantastic triple cup season, winning the three trophies, and the Donegal League ladies and the youths all doing very well out in Bonagie this season. Well, we'll move on to Gaelic games this weekend. The Comerness Pellet and the Gaeltacht has taken place down in Connemara, hosted by Niamh Anna this weekend. There's four Donegal teams in action. First up in the junior preliminary round on Saturday at 1:15 is Fannet Gaels there in action there. If they get through, they'll play again at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. The seniors action starts at 5 o'clock, where Niamh Connell there in action. They play Belmullet. Fannet Gaels, they play Kearna of Galway in that preliminary game, by the way. Niamh Connell, they play Belmullet of Mayo. That's at 5 o'clock in the senior quarter final. The junior ladies gets underway also at 5 o'clock. Dunloe there in action. They also play a Galway team, Micheál Breicneach. And the Glenfinn ladies, they're not in action until Sunday at 1 o'clock. The senior ladies semi-final, Glenfinn play Barna of Galway. And then, of course, depending on success, there'll be more games in that one. Well, the Donegal secretary of the Comerness Pellet and Gaeltacht, Charlie O'Donnell, has been talking to Tom Comack, looking ahead to the weekend's action.
Well, Charlie, after a 2-year absence, like so many other things, the Comerness annual All Ireland finals of Comerness Pellet and Gaeltacht are on this weekend. They're on down in Connemara in Galway, and Donegal has four representatives down there this weekend. Niamh Connell and Gail Annan in senior football and men's football, and Glenfinn and Dunloe in ladies' football. Glenfinn, Donegal senior champions, Dunloe the junior champions. And I'm sure everybody looking forward to that weekend.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's great to see them back on again. You know, we've really missed the commodity for the last couple of years. Like, we missed it, the ones at county level. We had to abandon that one in the first year, and then last year we didn't have it at all. And this year now we had a very good competition, and it was very competitive. And Niamh Connell came through in the senior, and Gail Lanathy came through in the junior. That's in the men's. And then you had Glenfinn and Dunloe in the ladies. It was nice to see a young team like Dunloe. Very good, very talented young junior team in the ladies, and it's great to see them coming through. And especially it was nice to see somebody who has given such dedication to Donegal, Tony Boyle, in charge of them, you know, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and ladies football has become more and more part of the competition, hasn't it?
Well, it has. It wasn't in the competition in the beginning. It was really only 10, 15 years ago that it started up, you know, and we have some difficulties in terms of organising it even at the minute, but I think that will be sorted out for next year, because the Comerness next year will be down in Naoimh Wirra, and for the Donegal one and for the national one, so that will be a big boost for the county as well. But it's great to be going down to Connemara again this year, out to Litchemore. Long aggressive, as they say, and I'm sure they have things well organised, and I know that from the reports are coming out from there, everything is in order and everything is sorted. I know they had problems with accommodation and stuff, naturally enough, because of what happened with COVID, and people have pulled out of accommodation. But as far as I understand, all our teams anyway have sorted themselves out in relation to accommodation, so hopefully that'll go all right.
And they're all travelling. Unfortunately, Downing's won the intermediate here in Donegal, but they're not travelling because there is no competition at intermediate.
No. There was at one stage competition for really. Up until now, it is really up to the local club to decide in terms of the ladies. There's no national organisation for ladies, even though, you know, you probably would have heard Sean O'Hagan, our national chairman, talked about it a few times. And it's something that needs to be sorted out for next year, because, you know, the ladies will need to get themselves a national organisation so that they can join in with the men's. And in fact, our chairman, Sean O'Hagan, did say that, you know, that they, you know, he would get involved and help them in any way he could. But it's nearly impossible to deal with men, you know, for one person to be dealing with the ladies and with men's. You know, you need an organisation and you need help. So hopefully that'll be sorted out this year, and
at for AGMs next year, we'll get that tidied up.
And of course, as well, is that the providing of facility, never mind accommodation, playing facilities for so many extra games as well, obviously.
That's true. That can happen, even though you don't have as many ladies coming from the various counties, you know, and that means that you won't have as many matches. But according to the Clara that Nivana Lechamore have produced, anyway, everything seems to be in order and everything seems to be well organised, and the times and everything are tied up, and everybody's aware of when they're on, and that's great.
Yeah, and Donegal team, especially in the men's and indeed in the ladies as well, because Glenfinn have dominated the competition for a number of years, generally do well in Comórtas Pellin na Gaeltacht.
Oh, they're very difficult. It's between themselves and Termin really every year at the local level here, and Glenfinn then would have won the senior ladies on a number of times, especially like I think it's 2008 and 2011 or something like that. You know, they've won at the national level, and they've got a fantastic team. So it's really a toss up between themselves and Termin. Really, they're the two strongest teams at senior level in the county. So I think for next year they won't be in any intermediates. It'll just be senior and juniors.
Yeah.
So that they, you know, we'll be able to send a strong junior team down to Newvora.
And it's obviously in the men's game as well. Donegal senior teams in particular have done well in the competition.
Oh, they have. Yeah. I mean, if you look at Gidor would have dominated the competition for a long number of years. You know, they've won 8 senior titles. Kilcar have, I think it's about four or five at senior level.
I think you're undoing yourself. I think you have 6, actually. I think
we have 6. Sorry, Tom.
And you probably have a couple of those yourself.
Yeah, we know. So, yeah, we have. I won a senior competition as well with Tour McKeady way back in 73. That's come back a fair bit. We had a Mayo team entered that year.
Yeah.
And I've been involved with the Comórtas going way back to the early 70s, and I'm involved here as secretary for a long number of years, maybe too long, but anyway, I enjoy it, and hopefully
Just tell us who the Donegal teams are playing and when they're playing, or if you've got that the fixtures in front of you there.
If you take Niamh Connell, they're playing on Saturday at 5 o'clock out in Rossaville. Now Rossaville would be about 35-40 kilometres from Galway City. It's out close to Nivana, but so they're out there, and that's on at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And then if you look at the junior, Fannet Gaels are on at 1:30 on Saturday, and they're also playing in Rossaville. So both of the senior and the junior are in Rossaville on a Saturday. As I said, the senior at 5 o'clock, and the junior is on at 1:15. Then in terms of the ladies, the senior ladies, Glenfinn, they're also in Rossaville, and they're not on until Sunday. At 1 o'clock on Sunday, and they're playing Barna from Galway, and then the junior ladies, then they're on Saturday at 5 o'clock, and they're playing Micheál Branach. They're close to Spittle there. That's a Galway team. Sorry, I should have mentioned as well that Niamh Connell are playing Belmullet. Now Belmullet are the Mayo champions, so they're going to be a fairly strong team. But it depends really, if Niamh Connell are able to bring their strongest team, then I'd say it'd be very difficult to beat them. But I know Belmullet have a good, strong team this year, and they always bring a very good team to the Comórtas.
Yeah.
But as you understand, you know, with county players now are not allowed to play in these competitions, which is a shame, really. You know.
Yeah. Well, and Gael Anada actually are in a preliminary round, so if they can overcome the first round, they have another game on Saturday. Isn't that correct?
That's right. Yeah. They're on again at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
They'll be playing either Kerry team or on the Gaelago from Dublin. You know, so that's going to be a tough enough ask, you know, to play two games. But I suppose it depends on what you're at on a Friday night. I know it's a good Camortish, and people do, in fairness, in the first couple of evenings anyway, look after themselves and put all the can into the Camortish. And I know Gaelanada will, because Gaelanada held the local competition here this year and did a fantastic job on it. And speaking to them afterwards, they were delighted to be representing Donegal this year at junior level, and I wish them all the best.
Yeah, well, they have a very strong team, because they're going particularly well in Division 2 of the All County Football League.
They did win the junior before. You know, they won it back in 2013.
Yeah.
And you know, they've been thereabouts in the junior competition. So, as you say, this year they've moved up a bit and they're in the second division, and they definitely have a very strong team, no doubt about it.
And of course there is a social aspect of it as well, isn't there, Cayleys?
Absolutely, yeah, there is. All kinds of commodities going on, you know, you have, and then of course we cannot forget the ladies and the Cailín Gaelic, and that, you know, brings an atmosphere to a function which is held usually on a Sunday night, or And that brings a huge crowd, and it's great. And I suppose the aim really behind Camortish Pádraig and the Tom was to bring the various Gaeltachts together, and you know, people like Father Ahó Colla and people like that who instigated this thing. You know, with help from Kerry people and Galway people, but probably it was the people from Lidore who started it up, and it was a fantastic idea, and it's gone from strength to strength over a long number of years. And it means that, you know, people have made friends through the Camortish Pádraig and the Gaeltacht, and are delighted to meet each other every year. And there's no doubt about it that a lot of people would have missed out in the last 2 years or so. So they'll be delighted to see old friends again this weekend.
Yeah, and the finals are usually televised live on TG Car, aren't
they? Oh, they are,
On the Monday.
They are, and then Radio and the Gaeltacht are covering quite a few of the matches. And I was speaking to Damien O'Donnell, and he will be broadcasting on a number of the matches, you know.
So everybody looking forward to it, and hopefully we have a couple of Ireland champions by Monday evening.
Well, hopefully we have strong enough teams anyway. I mean, the teams that represent them, they all always do us proud, and I'm sure that, you know, the Niamh Conlon and Gaelanada and Glen Finn and Dunlow will definitely do the same this year. There's no reason to think that they wouldn't, you know.
Charlie O'Donnell there speaking to Tom Comack. Looking ahead to the weekend's action in Connemara, so best luck to the four Donegal teams in action there. Elsewhere this weekend, this evening, the Senior Hurling Championship, there's three games down for decision. Cairn Dunne are playing Sean McCool's, Dunlow play Setanta, and Burt, they're up against St Union's. All those games just started. And tomorrow in Division 1 in the All County Leagues, Killybegs play Éirua Ballyshannon, Gwydor play Cloughonaly, and Ardra, they're up against Bundoran. In Division 2, it's Convoy against Milford, Four Masters against Letterkenny Gaels, and Red Hughes up against Mallon. Division 3, Narossa play Perigo, Naoimh Wirra Lower Rosses play Naoimh Padraig Muff, Naoimh Breed they play St Unans. And Division 4, it's Sean McCool's up against St Unans, Glenfinnan against Terman, and Naoimh Connell against Glen Swilly. On Sunday in Division 1, St Unans play Kilcare, St Michael's play Terman. In Division 2, it's Downings against Sean McCool's, Buncrana play Dunlow. And in Division 3, it's Naoimh Columkill against Burt, Naoimh Padraig Lifford up against Uras, and Cairn Dunne they play Naoimh Alton. That's all in the All County Leagues. Well, in the All Ireland Senior Championship this weekend, the qualifiers are taking place, and Mayo, they're up against Monaghan. That one starts at 4 o'clock. That'll be a big game for both those counties. And Clare, they are playing Meath. Also in action, Cork up against Louth. And on Sunday, just a quick look at what's happening in the Talton Cup. Sligo there in action there, local derby there, Leitrim against Sligo. And Fermanagh, they play Cavan, both those games taking place on Sunday. Well, a big game as well with Ulster counties in action. Armagh, they're playing Tyrone, that's on Sunday at 1:30. Big game there. Looking forward to that game. Tom Comack has been speaking to former Tyrone star John Lynch, giving his views on the game on Sunday.
Well, John, delighted you could join us tonight. And I suppose looking ahead to the weekend, it's the spotlight very much on the All-Ireland champions, Tyrone. Certainly a second chance and a last chance when they take on Armagh in the Athletic Grounds.
Last chance to win, Tom, really, for us. Currently still other than champion, but it's getting near the end. There's, as you say, there's a lot of spotlight put on them this weekend, whether they can come up to it or not. You know, they were very disappointing. Even against Fermanagh, we were disappointing, Tom, but the Derry match was disappointing. Like, I suppose in hindsight now, when we see what Derry is about, but I still don't think that makes it any easier for us. You know, the fact that we were very, very poor. You know, that day we played Derry. Like, sometimes when you play a match, Tom, you can look at them, maybe three or four players that maybe tried hard. For us, Tom, you could not have picked out a player against Derry that could have played anywhere near his standard. So, you know, that can go either way, Tom. You know, boys will sit back, and I'm sure they're doing plenty of homework on what happened. So the motivation is going to be there to improve. As I keep saying, Tom, you know, we can always talk about being ready and being up for it and whatever else, but it's not until you get into the heat of a match and maybe if a team is more motivated than you are, like Derry was against us, it's only then you discover, hey, I'm not really up for this as much as I thought it was, you know. So Armagh's going to be playing in all thunder too, Tom. You know they had a very disappointing game against Donegal. They didn't match up to anything that was predicted at all with them. So, you know, both teams probably going to match, you know, the same way. Obviously, Tone, you know, should have more expectation. You know, we're currently all in champion. So, you know, they have to look at it and say, well, look, you know, we have to really go and beat this team. And it's quite frank, Tom, if we can't beat Armagh, we don't deserve to go anywhere. You know, at the end of the day, because, like, I don't personally think Armagh are, you know, even in the top six at the minute when it comes to All Ireland. So, you know, it's the fact that they have to look at, you know, if we can't beat Armagh, well, then you've got to go better back to our clubs, put it that way. Then.
Has Derry's run to finally winning the championship kind of maybe altered the thinking on Tyrone, or was it just a bad performance regardless?
Well, I suppose you have to give credit, Tom, first of all, to Derry and to Rory Gallagher, you know, because, you know, I've been talking to a couple of boys who are involved, not involved in Derry, but a couple of lads involved, and like, as soon as the draw was made, Tom, the only thing that ever was talked about training was Tyrone in the championship. Obviously, they were still playing in the league, but everything was focused and talked about Tyrone. You know, they were hoping completely on a zone and came to Tyrone, and Rory kept them at it, and I think that was what got them going. They were motivated for it. They were up for it, Tom, and they had us like a ton of bricks. Whether or not we could have. There was a chance, I thought, at the start of the game that, you know, I think Burns went through one time and he sort of, if he had one on straight, he possibly could have got a goal. Had the guys made a couple early scores, you know, I don't know what might have happened, but as far as motivation goes, Tom, they were miles ahead of us and we were just, we're in their wake, really, Tom, to be honest, most of the game. So, and again, I put it's all credit to Derry. Tyrone just were not up for the match, Tom, and that's it, practically.
Well, they've got Brian Doher and Fergal Logan. I've got 5 weeks to get it to turn it around. Is there anything coming out of the squad? I know squads are pretty tight now. We do know there was a number of under 20s added to it. But
well, I suppose obviously we're without Kennedy. Kennedy got a red card, so it red. So you know, without him, I think McKenna's okay. He got two yellows. He got, so he's okay to come in. Tom, they introduced a couple of the under 20s, but I don't honestly think I can see anything that's figuring. You know, in the match, they're obviously pulled in more for maybe to gain experience and stuff. I can't honestly see them figuring in any of the matches, or in this match anyway. Like, no, not a chance. Like, we have to. Tom, like, I've played in athletic grounds myself, and to be honest with you, it's an amazing place to play. Whenever Armagh are going the way they're going, like, you know, let's go back to the league, the way they played in the league. You know, they were flying. And you know Joe Kiernan, McConville, them boys all talked Armagh up and thought this is Armagh back where we should be. So like Armagh supporters are there as well, just like the way Derry were last week. You know the momentum grew with the team, the momentum grew with the supporters. The same thing was happening with Armagh over the league, and I'm sure they got a serious disappointment against Donegal, but. No, they're going to be there the same way. You know, it's going to be, as I say, it's going to be a real hot place to go to. I've been there. I've played with Tyrone in many a tough battle with Armagh, and I know it's like to play. So like them, like them young boys, it wouldn't be a great introduction to senior football for them. So I can't see that happening for them, Tom, to be honest with you.
Matty Donnelly missed the Derry game. Any word on him? He was out injured.
Matty had a hamstring injury. He got it. I think he got it in the last match of the league. And I'm thinking, I know that he was running, Tom. I know that he was training. I was getting a Celtic lad training. I know that he was back training now. Whether or not he's ready to go, I don't know. I think the mafia up here, Tom, there's not much coming out. There's not much been released. You know, supposing Nicky was going about, there were still lads that could have let you know what stuff that was happening within the squad and from the team. Very close shop here with Fergal and Brian. I would say that you know, that's not a bad thing. So like there's no indication of who's injured, who's playing or whatever. You know, I just knew that Matty had been training in his own club. You know, was doing a bit of running there. So he's back there. Richie was missing too. Richie's back. I know that he's back playing again. So as far as injuries go, Tom, there's nothing I can report on apart from Matty being. I'll be honest with you, I would be surprised, Tom, if Matty would start, to be honest with you, because I think he suffered a fairly heavy injury with that hamstring. It was the other hamstring. It wasn't the one he actually got the surgery on a couple of years ago. It's the other side. So I hear it was pretty severe, serious injury he got. So I'd be surprised that he's back so soon. You know, the last match the league that he got, I think.
And obviously, as you said, Brian Kennedy is going to be missing. Who's likely to pop into that position?
Brian's a big loss, Tom. He's come into the Tone team and obviously got himself an All-Star last year. And I like him. He's a great midfielder. So he's going to be a loss. I know that from what I hear that Armagh have a few problems as well with midfielders. I think there's, from what I hear, there's actually three of the midfielders are actually out injured. So I don't know what that's going to bring to the game, whether that's true or not, but. I know that Grimley obviously is out. He's definitely gone. But I'm not sure what way our team will line out, you know, with Conwell Holmes and Colin Kilpatrick. So I don't know. Maybe Richie or whoever may step in there for
that's Richie Donnelly.
Richie's sort of planning around the midfield. I think that's where his best case possibly is, Tom. And I think that, you know, it'd be a good enough replacement for Big Kennedy anyway. So, you know, that would be the where I would. I think a stopgap would be pushed there probably for that. But as far as the rest of the team, Tom, I can nearly guarantee that the team that finished against Derry will probably be the team with the start. You know what I'm saying? There's no word about any injuries apart from Matty. As I say, but Matty didn't even figure against Derry. So I would imagine the team that started against Derry, I can't see many changes apart from Kennedy being suspended.
Yeah, it'll tell a lot about both Derry and Armagh, won't it?
I think we're lucky that the draw that pulled out the so-called four top teams got each other. I think that's what possibly that's what we want to see. We want to see games like that, Tom. You know, there's no point in dragging it out. You know, there's Monaghan versus Mayo, Tyrone versus Armagh. They're the so-called better teams, 2001 teams, whatever. And like, you know, that's the games we want to see. So it's something I would say, look, Tom. It's something for the neutrals to look forward to. What, you know, to see two decent games of football coming up. As far as from a tone point of view, it's the same thing. You know, which, you know, we all playing Armagh has always been. You know, it's always a great game for us to go to and watch and to be involved in. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it now, Tom, to be honest with you.
And you mentioned Mayo and Monaghan, that one in Castlebar. How do you see that? Or
well. We'll talk about Mayo again, suffering quite a few injuries, but from what I heard through the week there, I think that quite a few of them are back training. So I would fancy Mayo for this one, Tom. Again, they're kind of a yo-yo team. You know, they play poorly, they play better, they play well. You know, they're a strange bunch. Tom, listen, you know, they could win the All-Ireland. That's the way Mayo are. Like, you know, there's loads of talent. You know, there's talent throughout the whole team. Forwards, you know, great defence. They're a team that could go on and win in Ireland, and doing that, I think they will beat Monaghan at the weekend. I just feel this Monaghan team partly I think they might have peaked, Tom, to be honest with you. And what I based that on was whenever Tone played them at the start of the year, we played them on the first match of the year, and like before the match, I thought we were in for a serious tournament because the Tone team had only arrived back from the holidays in America, and I just thought knowing Monaghan the way they were over the past maybe 10 years, Tom, that they would nail us. And I was very surprised at them. They didn't seem to have the same hunger or the same motivation that they usually bring into games like that. Albeit, you know, they called it a brilliant match against Dublin. But they were poor enough through the league too, Tom. So I just think, this made me think, you know, the likes of McManus, he's not as sharp maybe as he was either. I just feel that Monaghan are not just as sharp, not where they were anymore. I think that he might have crossed over the hill. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just think that Mayo will definitely take them Sunday.
John Lynch there speaking to Tom Comack. Looking ahead to the weekend action in the All-Ireland qualifiers, especially the All-Ireland champions Tyrone when they're facing off against Armagh. That one starts 1:30 on Sunday. Elsewhere at the weekend, in ladies Gaelic games, the TG Ceathair All-Ireland Intermediate Championship Round 2 in Group D. Tyrone, they play Sligo over the weekend. In athletics, it's All-Ireland Schools Track and Field taking place in Tullamore on Saturday. A large Donegal contingent heading down to Tullamore this weekend. There's also rally action this weekend. Preparation ramping up, of course, for the Donegal Rally. It's continuing this weekend. There's two events. The Tyrone Stages Rally is taking place this weekend. It's headquarters in Stewartstown. And the Limerick Circuit of Munster Stages Rally is at round 5 of the National Rally Championship taking place this weekend. I see Rory Kennedy and Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in action, and Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly among a big field of people getting prepared for the Donegal International Rally, of course. And there's cricket over the weekend on Friday. There's 6 matches down for decision in the T20 Cup in the North West. St Johnstone, they're away to Eglinton. They're part of those 6 matches. And the North West Cricket in Group A on Saturday, the leaders Brady, they're at home to Glendermot. St Johnstone at home to Ardmore, and Strabane at home to Fox Lodge. And in Group B, the leaders Bourndennet, they're away to Donnymana. And finally, just for this evening, in tennis, Coco Gauff is through to her first ever Grand Slam singles final. She will play world number one Iga Swiatek in Saturday's decider. That's the score programme for this evening from myself, Kenny Arkin, and Joe Dex. Good evening.